This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Kings of Leon.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, the more music that comes out day by day, it's harder to be able to do things like that.
It really is. I was going to switch it up, but I'm like,
that's a good song.
Let's keep it going. I like Kings.
I do too.
I wanted something to kind of get us into what we were going to do, but this doesn't really do that.
Not at all. No. You should have played Charmer if you wanted to do that.
Oh, I got it too. I didn't even think about it.
Woo!
I was doing the cheap route looking for something, you know, tender. We don't have any Michael Bolton, so I couldn't play that.
Oh, boy.
Thank God you didn't play Love Me Tender.
I almost did. I had it ready to go. Let's have me throw this in. I want to kind of butter you up a little bit. I don't know how evasive you're going to be.
Evasive. Boy, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking too much about me being a Scorpio.
Too cold, Scorpio.
No. It'd be nice.
So, it's been what? I think a few weeks. I don't think it's been a month, has it?
I will open it up for the first time today and tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I would find that out, though. Yeah, it's not even been. It was the week after Christmas.
Okay.
Or day or two after Christmas. And I know that sucks to even say, but it's just the truth. I was just bored.
I understand.
I mean, it literally was.
It was a good time to join.
You know what? Yeah, but it almost seems to some, and I don't care, but like, was that your resolution? Nope. I was bored. I wasn't even looking for some action. I was just bored.
That was a good
one. Looking for something to do.
That's a good one to start on.
But I've been told the opposite.
Oh, really?
I've been told that that's the one that is not anymore.
Did a man tell you that? Like a male?
Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
What?
He wasn't getting anything, so he says it sucks.
Or he's trying to keep you off it so he can hog all the,
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense because he lives within the same town. So, yeah.
Yep.
He's also married, so he shouldn't be on there.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Exactly. What's he doing?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Have you gotten to the point where you feel like you're kind of circled around? Because I feel like
drain.
It's going to throw you some you've already maybe said no to.
I don't know. Again, I don't Google, I should probably, but like what this, like I accidentally super liked somebody on there. And because I got so.
The hell is that?
It's a stupid thing where.
Super like.
Like, you know, the swipe left, swipe right thing.
Yeah.
But if on a lot of apps, when you're looking at like the crypto wallet that we use, to get out of it, you just swipe up.
Yep.
It takes off the screen. If you do that on somebody's profile on Tinder, it gives them a super like. And you're like, ah, God. And what that means is it's like
shows you're interested, right?
But almost to a, like, Paige, if you didn't ever hear from a guy, all of a sudden he sent you, rather than just, it sounds so elementary to say, if he didn't send you a regular like, but he sent you a super like, that's a little,
I don't know.
Hey, you already know you super liking me.
Wait,
so I couldn't take it away. So this girl probably thought I super liked her and didn't
But
reply.
They're not going to know, right? Just the
I don't know.
Algorithm or the app's going to know.
So it's like a fast pass at Disney.
I'm not on that, so I don't know. Do you have to connect with her the same way?
My thinking going into it was the only things that would show up, and feel free, you veterans of the game, feel free to tell me if I'm wrong, because I sure I am. 1-800-774-0093. You can text or call. Same number. The TLCMotors.com text.
Don't bitch about changing it. Same number.
We went over earlier how it's very simple to do.
We did this for you.
I thought that it would only show me... I have to quit saying girls, too. Because, I mean, like, literally, I have to quit saying girls. Not because, people might think you're... But it's like, I'm looking for a woman. I ain't looking for a girl.
And you probably get a mix of both on there. A lot of young girls on there, like 20, 21, 22.
Not if you set that to your thing. So that's what I was going to... But I think I'm showing my cards too much if I say all that. I was going to tell you, like, what my settings were. But I don't know that
Come on. If you're not happy with it, you might as well. This might change it. This might switch it up for you. You got guys on there too, like for friends?
Nope. I have that. I wish there was so many different things you could set up on here. Like, let me lay my phone down and just speak without it. I can't tell you the amount of. And I shared one with Fat Boy. Not shared one, but I told him.
Oh, do tell.
The amount of women who will hit on you and then explain, and I have to look up what all these initials stand for on there. Like, I didn't know, like, I still haven't put my personality type on there because I don't know what all those letters stand for. And I haven't taken the time to Google it. But women will go in there and they'll flirt with you and then say, by the way, I'm in a, what is the term for it? They're in a relationship, open relationship or whatever?
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
But then this one said, but if you're satisfying me, he will be on the phone listening. I'm like,
what the hell?
And you're on long-term partner. Like, you already got that. It's so in that, and I can tell the fakes from the fakes already.
Oh, dang it. The bots are obvious.
Yes, very much so. The names will be, like, very, very international, like, where they don't, it don't make sense. And then all the pictures are from foreign countries. So... Either that.
They're not real people.
Yeah, I need more American photos.
So if you joined it to kind of...
I'm looking for an American only. How about that?
I feel like...
No offense.
You said you were bored, so I feel like you joined it to, okay, kick it around, and if something happens, it happens naturally, but did you really go through and set up a whole profile?
I didn't realize how judgmental... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I just didn't realize how judgmental I was. But I'm like...
I am so picky.
If you, well, I am.
Fat boy
tells me that all the time. My maximum distance is 35 miles for those that are texting.
Well, that makes
sense.
That's
plenty.
I got to see like a couple of, you got a couple like rejects that you.
You don't get to see them again after you do that.
Oh, okay.
And my pickiness isn't just looks. I think it's the way you behave more than anything.
But you don't know that based off.
I know. That's the thing. That's why I don't want to do that, because it's kind of a mystery and people lie.
Can you search by body type?
Nope. Okay. There's a lot of types you can't search by. And some people have to be very blatant in their bios.
Oh, they got to put it all out there. Like
they will basically say, I'm only looking for this if you're not this. But the one thing that really struck me as odd is the biggest thing that I've noticed the most is if you supported Donald Trump, you won't find a woman in Asheville, North Carolina. They all put it in there. It seems from Asheville. I'm not looking for a Trump supporter. If you voted for Trump, swipe. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, news alert, but I think if you're a dude, you might not find a woman in Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, the other thing is, like, they'll show up. You read the Bible, like, oh, right. And then you get down there and you look and you're like, oh, wow. You got all the boxes checked off as far as, you know.
Like, what do you notice is going to turn you off? Because I got a feeling you're not accepting many women.
You are a thousand times correct.
See, my problem...
And that sounds bougie, but if you know, you know. And I'm not talking about me, you know. But, like, if you see, like, yeah, that wouldn't work. Or somebody had texted in earlier when I said that my miles was 35. Why would... it just would never work dating somebody lived 100 miles away. Just...
It wouldn't. But this is just for, like... I mean...
I'm not... Look... I will put my hand on the Bible and my other one on my daddy's grave. I am not looking to just get laid. If that was what I was looking for, I could have done that the week after Christmas.
I thought that's...
Not saying that with any... I think most people probably could on there.
Just go out and just say, oh my God, I think I've had too much to drink.
That felt like this all Tinder was.
What's in my drink?
I thought it was a quick hookup.
Fine.
No.
But look, the whole...
I mean, it can be, I suppose.
The whole landscape could have changed. Are you thinking about if you're, well, see, I probably know the answer to that.
Yeah, feel free. I don't care.
If you're going to go like a serious trying to find somebody, like a serious relationship, would you still go the route? You have to go the route of the other dating sites, right? Like a serious one, yeah, you got to put like money that, into.
So what is
Match
what,
or the other one?
Something like that. But do those even work?
I don't know.
I know somebody who did that, and it was like they were just looking to get laid.
Yes,
the guys that she went out with were players.
What about Munch? Have you tried that one?
I've tried none. I've been on no dating sites.
If I were doing it,
the first time I have.
I feel like I'd do it this way. I'd go on a site like that and just put everything down. What you do not like, what you'll accept.
Yeah.
I just want someone to be happy because I don't meet very many happy people. And I've been through so much that I don't want to go home and listen to someone else's problems for 2 hours.
How many happy relationships?
But if I read that on your bio, yeah. I would steer clear of you.
I know, right? And that's horrible to say.
I know, but it's the truth.
But that's how I feel.
But how did you like lay out who you are in a bio?
You can't.
And be 100% like...
I guess you would have to like bullet point, right? You couldn't really explain it out. Like, here's what I want.
I know, and it would be selfish for me to say, anytime you're with me, let's just go have a good time.
Here's the other trick,
I don't want to fix you. I don't want to hear your problems. I just want to go and have a good time.
If you put your list out and somebody agrees with it, well, then you got to see how they look because you got to be happy with how they look.
Yeah, I still don't know if – and I could Google this. I just haven't taken the time to it. Like, if it shows you somebody, does that mean they've seen you and are cool with you? Or are you just getting thrown into the thing? I can tell you it's not going to... Should I put a timetable on it?
I don't know. Like, but then again, how like you're busy with a lot of ventures. How active
you are?
How active are you like on there trying to find somebody?
Well, it's better than just sitting at home.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah.
Like I feel like you thumb through it maybe when you got a couple minutes to kill.
It's like the new eBay.
I think the fun thing would be like just seeing how many different people like you.
Yeah, but that's like going to your own funeral and then no one's showing up.
This is what I'm qualified for.
What if you meet somebody on there that like checks all the boxes, but they might not look the best?
See, my fear is he checks all the boxes. He's smart. He's successful. He's fun. But he's killed people.
God, or like he doesn't have a big one.
He's a serial killer.
You'd probably like him more then.
I don't know.
That's the other thing you got. It's too much to factor in.
There's too many crazy people out there. I'm afraid I'm going to end up with something bad.
What if the woman's not up to your like physical standards, but she checks all the other boxes?
Well, then you can work with her.
I don't know.
What
like
physical standards do you have?
Could you work with that, Matt? Let's say she's ugly.
No.
Like by your standards,
no.
Ugly.
I mean, again, that sounds pompous, but it's just true.
Are we talking about obesity or hideously
both.
Ugly?
Let's say she looks like me in a wig.
She could be skinny as a rail and have a face like, you know, a Muppet or something.
Let's say she wears shorts everywhere and works out. You know? She's like me as a woman. Like, that's the other thing you got to...
You're missing out on good people then.
What? Yeah, some people would say that.
She may be a wonderful person who can cook.
But what if he's saying the whole time, hey, she's all this, like, she's great, she's wonderful, but God, I can't look at her.
I mean, that's...
Well, that's kind of hypocritical that you won't date anybody overweight, fat boy.
Like, I'm not talking about me.
Well, he's talking about me.
Okay.
Like, you know, but look, that's how you got to be. You got to be happy. And that's half the battle, how they look.
I mean, it sounds crass, but it's true. Like, I don't, yeah.
That's why, you know, that's probably why they won't let you search my boob size, ass size.
Well, that,
hair color.
Me, that, I don't.
That doesn't mean you win just because you check off all those boxes. It may not be real.
To answer a couple text questions, and we'll break, but we'll come back. No, I've not went out with anyone. And I didn't even went as far as talking to anybody on the phone.
Oh, yes.
I've been so... It makes you feel like, y'all were saying, like a hypocrite or like a just a dastardly son of a bitch.
Do you feel like you're too picky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think it's
you're
like
farming for people.
It's like going, it's like your car breaking down and you need a car. So you're going to go and look for a car and you might settle on something because you need, I don't need that, but it would be nice, but I don't have to,
but you don't want to walk to work every day.
Are the pictures realistic looking?
Some, I mean, okay, we'll break and come back. That'll get into the whole thing. Filters suck. They shouldn't allow them on there. And they shouldn't.
I mean, I wish we could do, can we do like a live swipe? I kind of want to see what you would say no to.
As long as you, I have my standards set so close though that there might not be any on there yet.
Just like me, try to talk you into one.
I'm serious, and that's fine. I think any level-headed person would say, you know what, that's smart of you to have. It's preferences. It's not anything of any hatefulness. It's just preference.
At the end of the day, you got to be happy. I really
don't think I'd get anybody swiping on me.
They wouldn't. They'd probably throw the phone away and run over.
They would delete it. Tinder probably wouldn't let you on there.
Take a dump on it and run over it and throw it off a cliff.
Urinate on it or something. All right. We'll take a break. No phone calls, though.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, quick question that just came in. Did you book a bang sesh yet?
Bang sesh.
Oh, my God. Please.
No, sir.
I didn't want to come over there and look over your shoulder. I was curious to see if you're going to swipe any.
No. You said you wanted to do a live one.
Yeah, I do, really.
Yeah.
But I see her. See, I want to say this. And I mean this from my heart. Don't say any names.
Of course
and
not.
Also, when and if I ever get into another relationship, you will be the last, not you, y'all. I mean, the world will be the last to know.
Of course. Keep it
That's
special.
The best way to do it.
I mean, it really is.
And private.
I was told that a long time ago, and I did not heed that. Like, you know, maybe not mention the names.
But I see your point, too, though. And your point through this whole thing has always been, it's my life, too. And I gotta throw some stuff
Yeah,
out
but
there.
That can be a big border, for lack of better terms. Let's call
it
a wall.
You don't want to go home and fight about exposing someone else's life to...
Or, like...
You know, like, why'd you say that about me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say anything on here I wouldn't say to the person, truthfully. Like, I really
wouldn't. Yeah, but you wouldn't tell stories about someone else to embarrass them.
I also don't want to attract someone who's... wants to hear themselves talked about. You understand what I mean by that?
I get that. Definitely.
That's a big thing, too. And that's going to happen eventually. They're going to find out what you do, who you are.
And then they'll be like, oh, swipe.
They might not. And see, that's what sucks about it. It's an ego bruise. It really is both ways because you're wondering, you know, who swiped me?
Yeah.
What were they looking at when they saw me?
And you know, like,
it's harder for a woman to have, like, a guy's going to have obvious preferences. It's harder for a woman can have those preferences, but harder to get. Harder to nail.
What preferences?
Well, like
what preferences?
Say if you like I want a man with a good job. You know, he's
Well, everybody does.
I don't.
You don't want anybody with a good job.
Like a woman with a good job.
Like I want an honest man. Like,
well,
let's be honest. A preference with a guy is going to be, you know, how big are her boobs, how big are her butt.
You can tell by the way the wording of a lot of the bios, the women, a lot of them have been cheated on or treated bad because they're like, look, we're adults here. Let's just be honest. You know, you hear a lot of that stuff, and you can just tell, like, a bunch of women have maybe been cheated on or whatever, and it's like, God bless.
Yeah, and you just don't want to get somebody who's so broken.
But see, you don't know till you find out, right?
You're talking about me or them?
Well, anybody, because most people don't trust anyone.
You know, it was a famous man from the Orient that said, you can still use broken crayons.
You really can't.
So,
but honestly,
he's from the Axis of Evil too.
Yeah.
Does the
I'm gonna move over toward Fat Boy so we can do it.
Okay.
I don't know how many we're gonna get because my
I'm gonna pop the other mic on.
Preferences are so.
We're gonna be honest with you. I know Paige is gonna have a state of case probably for everybody you swipe no to. But.
Well, I don't see.
I
them.
Wish I could stream to the big TV. I could just.
Are you going to show me any of these people? I won't be judgmental.
It's not possible. You're a woman.
Yes, it is highly, highly suspect.
Pull up on that mic. Let's see. No names. I got to remember the no names.
God, the first one would be one that's like, oh, wow.
Okay, let me see. In all fairness, I want to see.
Oh,
your...
wow. Do you believe?
Oh, my gosh.
See, you're like me. You're like... Why would a girl that attractive be on here?
Well, I was thinking, does the age match? Like, is that an honest age assessment?
See, and then this is what you run into. And this is not this particular one, but you will see that they live in a different state. And then you go look at the bio. Hey, I'm currently in South Carolina right now for work, looking for some short-time fun.
That's all it is.
Like. Now I wonder about women who work out of town all the time. Like, are y'all setting up these accounts to go get some sex?
Yes, yeah, apparently.
Are you looking to get some while you're out on the road? And apparently, like, that's a big...
That's what Craigslist was before they busted it up. Hey, in a hotel tonight, here's a picture of my backside.
God!
What, did you accidentally swipe?
No, I almost did a super like.
Oh, boy.
Which cost you not... So somebody was asking what that means.
A racket.
It's like $9 to buy those. It's like a fast pass to jump in the front because women likely get so many likes on here or whatever, or connections that way you can get her attention first. But then what's the other upsell that they have on here that's, you can pay a Tinder Gold and it will show you who's available tonight. Which, what does that tell you?
How do they know?
I mean, yeah, but you go on there, I guess, with Tinder Gold and you say, hey, I'm available tonight. So that tells me. They're just looking for, some action only, or you know, you're going to be like, they got to go to a dinner party and they just need a
oh, you're a like body an escort. There.
I know, but like,
you're used either way. Uh-oh. Was that a match?
That was the Oriental man that I knew. He just confirmed. Well, he's overseas, so it's a longer...
Did she put any, like, semi-nudes or, like, bikini pics? Or?
I don't even know if that's a thing on there. That's probably yet to get Tinder Gold for that.
God.
See, that was the only one that was even available right now. So and I haven't looked at it yet today at all.
What'd you do? Did you swipe her, like, accept her? Or?
No, I
oh, yeah, because...
I didn't do anything yet.
Oh. I don't think you should. The in and out. Just here for a little bit. But if that's all you want anyways, just
no, for that's not this one. That's what some of them say.
Oh, is that the Korean guy?
He's just here for business. Making it easy.
You know, oh, that did cross my mind with one, just being as real as rain right now. A woman on there that maybe it looks like a man in the face, and I'm sitting there thinking like,
are you trying to
do
fool
you
me?
Have to say on there, like, you know,
well, you got to pick
what you
one,
identify
right?
as or whatever, because
I don't think people would, I don't think they would lie about that, because you know, because you never know who you're going to meet and what could happen.
Yeah,
so I would imagine
another Jenny Jones situation.
Yeah, or they would at least say like, look, I'm a dude, but I kind of like dress like a woman. Maybe they would put that on.
But
there.
On the opposite of that, there's some dudes who want a man who looks like a woman. So they're going to be on like, go out with this girl. And it's like, oh, you're really a woman. This sucks.
You know what the easiest thing for this whole the whole deal is?
Throw my phone in the trash.
Well, no. I used to give people crap about it when I'd say, well, you just go in with who you know. You know, you guys always knew each other. So it's like dating high school after high school. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, but then you get the same people.
Yeah, but it's like the people you know, right? Date the people you know you got a history with. That's too hard to, like, I see people
well,
doing
I mean,
it now.
You'd probably be better friends because you have things in common if you kind of grew up in the same area, but.
Yeah, like, you know them.
It could be dull.
Like, this guy
same
or girl
thing.
On the text is saying something similar to that. Matt, when you've talked in the past about having a. What? Hold on, let me scroll back down. When you talk about having a soul match, I think they meant a soul. What do you call it? Soulmate.
Yeah.
You always say they just happen to be within 50-mile radius of where you live. That's just usually the way it is. Like you say, oh, I married my soulmate, but you've never left the East Coast.
Long distance just don't work.
No, not for me. And now I would never date a woman who works out of work out of town too much, because I'm thinking she's. Maybe I'm too paranoid to be doing anything like this.
No, it's good that you got, like, you know, these guards and these filters.
I think, damn right. I think so, too.
There are some people that, when they get so far into the long-distance relationship deal, where you got to, like, coordinate schedules for activities, so, like Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's getting, like, it just ain't going to work. Plus, you can't watch somebody, really, from that far away.
I also don't know how to tell someone, probably just to make fun, is asking, I don't know what how to tell you where my profile is on there. I don't think
you can search. Yeah. P1 Cool Hand Luke said that, you know, speed dating might be the way to go.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
I think they have events in, you know, he said events in Greenville they might have.
But. He was also right about me saying the Bible verse wrong earlier.
Well, he bragged about it too, so I'm sure there's.
Well,
something.
I mean, you should.
There's something in the Bible about not doing that, right?
No, it says if there's an emergency, it's kind of the way some people look at murder. Like, well, I didn't murder him; it was self-defense. Well, you still murdered. Well, I know, but if I didn't murder him, he was going to murder me. A lot of people would say like,
semantics.
Oh yeah, your ass is stuck in the ditch, but I'm going to let you get it out.
Just this once.
Just on this Sabbath. But don't make a habit out of it.
At least you're not spread out over all the apps at once. That could be a pain in the ass.
No, I won't pay for it. And that's another thing. Like, they talk you into, you know what? It's what was the thing it said the other night? It's prime time right now. I guess everyone's on there looking for dates or whatever.
Probably.
Boost yourself out there. And for 60 minutes, pay everyone in your area will see you. And I'm like.
If you pay the upcharge, we'll also put you on Adult Friend Finder for free.
And then that'll probably shoot you a bunch of fake ones just to keep you happy. Because if you boosted and you didn't get any reaction, you're like, screw this crap.
Right.
You're almost like better taking your odds to Facebook and just randomly messaging somebody.
I ain't doing that mess. Be on, do my own fussings then.
I don't think you'll get off it, or you'll be on it for long. You'll get off it here soon.
I believe you're right.
And it sucks, but, you know, look, you got preferences.
At least you try.
You shouldn't.
But you know, you're trying.
I'm not really. I mean, I've made a thing. It's another good thing. You don't have to update it or anything. You don't have to, like, go post, like, on social media. It's just there. Just leave it.
And just whenever they want to come get you.
Yeah. Or if you look at it, I don't have notifications on there because that would be annoying.
You got cool pictures like the two fingers in the tongue, or you hanging out with Otis?
I didn't put too much on there, too. I've learned a lot about meta info on pictures, so to answer your question, yes and no.
Just a minimum.
Just like, I didn't realize that if people save pictures and you didn't block out the meta information, that it will give you coordinates and everything, and I don't think that's cool at all.
You could get botted.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can take your picture, and, you know, you could be a Russian man from Russia.
Really?
A Russian looking man from Russia? Imagine that.
Well, I'm about to go like a racehorse from there as soon as this breaks up.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I love the Rise Guys.
Just completely ignore all those texts and think it's something different to talk about. Because I'm going to shoot myself in the foot. And it's not going to be one of those, I say it not to discount anybody, and I'm not saying you'd even care to listen to it, but it's not going to be any kind of, let's follow Matt's journey of love. Not going to be like that.
Yeah, because people were suggesting
Nope. I know.
Well, yeah.
No. I'd rather not date anybody that listens to me.
Which is going to be hard to...
Well, we're very popular.
But look, you know, you've done it the other way before, so, and, you know, why not try it a different way?
Well, I get that.
Well, what do you... Hold on. What does that mean? Like, I'm not taking exception to it. I don't understand.
Like, from what I understand, the relationships you've had before and knew who you were from the beginning. I'm not saying that was the motivation, but... Like, it was always there.
God.
Are you the same person everywhere you go in your life?
Nope.
I don't think anybody is.
I don't.
Shakira and Maria. Completely different person.
I mean, when we're here, who I am as far as like my you know, thoughts on life, this, that, and the other are the same. But there's an embellishment of on the, I mean, I'm on the air. I'm trying to entertain or whatever. But I'm just as entertaining off the air. I'm just saying, you're not going to get a laugh a minute. It's not going to be like that.
Uh-huh.
It sucks.
It's not even like that on the show.
No. Where's the laughter?
It sucks the expectation you have to, you know, to live up to, because I'm starting to hear more women now say that, look, the men that we knew, you know, years ago that would actually take charge and take over.
Right.
Are like, they aren't there anymore. And I'm like, yeah, they are. They've been here.
I just find a lot of people are lazy and boring and they don't want to do anything. And when I'm not working and I finally have some time off, I want to go and do something.
Matt, man, if you're saying you're not looking to get laid, why the hell are you on there? I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying that's not the preamble. That's not like, it's more just, this will sound so pussy-ish, but I don't mean it. But I want to do stuff with somebody else.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to fall in love, but you want to have a good time. And that's.
I want to Like, I was thinking about the other, I think that's why I don't watch as much TV anymore.
Uh-huh.
Because when I would watch, like, if you're in a relationship, you have your show and you talk about it and all this stuff. But, you know, that's kind of one of those things that, and it's not a lonesome thing in a sense.
I'm not saying you've done this or haven't done this.
You are by even saying that.
Like, is it a bad thing to ask why something didn't work out?
You like asking me?
Well, yeah, let's just say in general, because there's that perception, like if you ask, it's going to come off as weak. But, you know, if you're already apart at that point or separated, then doesn't really matter what she thinks of you at that point.
But do you really have to itemize all your failed relationships? Because I certainly don't want to talk about mine.
I mean, like, I don't know how all this works.
Well, we're only a 4-hour show.
I know, right? I'd be like, going on forever.
If there was one you really cared about, like you were really into, wouldn't you like wonder, like, hey, what happened? Like, why did this not work out? There's an explanation for some, but for some, there are no explanations.
Because you see someone's true colors.
Hate that song. Reminds me of Polaroids.
I know, but it's
can I be honest with you?
It is. You see the real person in people, and then you don't like them anymore.
The answer is still yes.
Like, you blew my mind the other day when you said, you had talked about some previous relationships.
Oh, God.
But you had ordered them, like, the ones that were, like, meant the most, or
I didn't
maybe hurt the most, or
yeah, off the air that was.
Yeah, I was just kind of surprised at the order, I guess is what I'm saying. Well, but you know, like, I don't know if you go back to some people and say, like, you know what happened, like, you know, Paige said, like, take the inventory, like, you know, she's kind of saying you don't want to do it. But
let me ask you this: if you asked that of, I'm not talking about you yourself, because I know you married right out of high school and you've got that. I you know, honest to God, I'm realize that is a very, that's something to be very proud of.
Dude, if I had to go through a relationship now, like, you know, everybody else is having I just wouldn't.
That's something to be so proud of. But I asked, I said, what happened? Like, what was the deal? And the response was, I'm not ready to talk about that.
What?
And that's, yeah. So I still don't know. But I think I know, but I would rather, like, know for sure. But, you know, not everybody is,
I guess what I'm saying,
ready to date a 49-year-old grandfather. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
Now,
And if you're not, tough T-word for breasts, because I have one and I love him with all my heart.
Some people would ask, is that where the conflict and preferences come in? Like, they would say, are there people like that are ready, but maybe don't fit your...
And that's fine. Just like I said, I have my preferences. They don't want to explain to their girlfriends, oh, is that his son in the... No, it's his, that's his grandson. Like, they're not ready for that either. And that's good. Like, if you're not, don't start. So,
look, that's, I mean...
I mean, that's why you have to be real and just say, this is who I am, this is what I deal with. Rather you not Google me, but see, I mean, look, honest to God, I'm being very real with that. That's something I know that was, it's like, good Lord, really?
That's kind of immature if people are judging you for that.
I mean, but yet, I admitted earlier, I'm doing the same. Yeah. So it's a judgmental world when it comes to that stuff.
But you want that feedback, I would imagine, previous relationship-wise. Not from somebody like in a future that
you're
wouldn't
being a
know.
Turd burglar right now. Because you know down deep of what you're saying, but you don't want to like blatantly say
like
it.
That word.
But you know how I am. What, turd burglar? It's fun, isn't it? He used to be on Happy Meals at the McDonald's.
Don't shake his hand.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a. I feel like you're in the on the wrong one. Good spot, wrong app.
Oh.
I feel like you need to be like on a serious one.
What's so not serious about that?
Well, I mean, look, that app's got the reputation of you know, like a quick hookup type little fun app. Like, but then again, if you the seriousness you get into it, I think this is more set up for the women. Like, is this harder for women to find a match because of, you know, like, you know how guys are?
I mean, I don't know. Now, if you're saying if Paige got on it and she would get a date before I would.
God.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. But we're not going to turn it into a competition.
I wouldn't do that. You know. Like I said, I'm terrified of meeting strangers.
Bane born to screen door in a tornado.
Matt, all you have to do is share the link on your social media. No, absolutely not.
That's a good idea.
No, it's not. Because it would turn into, you know, that crap that happened last summer where somebody, they didn't realize their IP was checked. And they created a gay profile for me.
That's the thing, man. You can always go back and check.
You can look back at your life and say, God, I wasted an hour of my life to do that to that guy. That was weird.
That's something that's like seriously.
I don't understand that.
Really, I don't either.
Like it really wrecked somebody.
I mean, it didn't wreck me. I just contacted their protocol people or whatever and said, hey, nothing against gay people, but I'm not. And this is weird. And they're also putting a lot of information. So this person actually knows me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, do you know anybody that works at blah, blah, blah? And I'm like,
That Maybe. Is very strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry that happened to you.
You know what? I don't give a damn. It helped me get verified on Instagram and Facebook. So
yeah, I got you.
Dang it. Is that what it takes?
Yeah. You mean to make one for you?
Somebody make me a gay profile. And if there's already one out there, ignore it. It's not real.
Well, my pictures ended up on a porn site. Which one do you want?
Wait, which one?
The like, blonde one.
Tubi.
There's no porn on Tubi.
Pictures on Gooby. She's in here right now. No, wait a minute. She'd be on Booby. What are we saying? How is that not a thing?
Is it not?
Movies for women who are big breasted.
Okay.
Movies for women who like boobies.
Doobie.
Yeah. Shout out
I'm
to
I'm on
Ashley.
Tubi.
That's it. Hey,
for dudes.
I remember
for
what
dudes.
I remember what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, okay. Well, we got to talk about this.
I regret the last two segments, actually.
No, nah, I feel like
I really regret them.
I feel like it might help.
You made me say too much. Paige, you were saying?
Okay. We'll skip that other story, but we'll get to this. Is it cool to keep up your holiday decor all year round?
Yes.
No.
It's a bone of contention.
Oh, man.
It is not.
I used to feel differently, and that was when I lived in a subdivision. But now that I don't, I'm like, who is to say? Like, why not? That brings a little bit of laughter, a little smile.
But
unless you live beside them, then you hate it. But.
It's true, too. Well, you live beside the guy who had the penis lights.
The arch made it look like a penis, the way the lights went up, and then he had these two bushes that were on each side, so it looked like balls. I don't want balls to be the last word I say this hour. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.